NNH monitoring.
4-4 NUE, dozing.
We, KO4 NNH, how you doing, Chad?
Well, how you doing this morning?
So, I'm doing pretty well, not complaining at all. Just got sad news that there was another silent key from my hometown, but nonetheless, I'm still here and I'm in an excellent mood besides that.
Well, brother, what? Tell me again what happened. What's going on?
There was a silent key in my hometown. His name was Chuck. I really don't remember his call sign. I've only had a small amount of interaction with him over the radio, but I've always knew him in person. But he passed away from COVID yesterday, apparently. So he's officially a silent key, unfortunately. But everything's all right, though. I'm doing pretty well, despite that news being broken to me yesterday.
I see. Okay. Well, I hate to hear that. I really do. Whereabouts are you from?
Fort Bragg, in North Carolina.
Well, where you headed this morning? Tell me what you got planned for today.
I'm pretty much going home, and I've got a date with my pillow. I have been up since early yesterday, and I got my butt kicked to work, so I'm heading straight home. I'm going to get some rest.
We just got up. Remodeling the kids' rooms and the playroom all in one, and we worked all day on it yesterday, and I'm just a little bit sore, and sitting here by the radio drinking my coffee, hoping that my wife stays in bed just a little bit longer, because the longer she stays in the bed, the less sore I'm going to be at the end of the day, if you know what I mean.
I understand that one, believe me. Unfortunately, I'm not married yet. I'm hoping to be soon, but I had to find the right one. But I understand that, especially whenever I was with one girl, but anyway. But isn't the phrase, though, happy wife, happy life?
That mean nobody happy, bud. And I mean nobody. So, if I gotta keep a couple of sore muscles to make that happen, then hey, that's well worth the price.
Oh, I understand that one. You doing anything else today, Chuck?
That's it, man. I'm gonna fork on this playroom and get a little bit of electrical done and things like that. But I'll be here all day, and I hope you are able to get some rest and shake off last night's duty. But, yeah, I'm sorry to hear about your friend, and I hope you get some rest today, bud.
Honestly, I really do. Honestly, I've not been exactly the same since I've been to hear the news, but the one thing I'm looking at is I'm still here, I'm still kicking. I've got one way to continue his legacy.
So, just an interesting FYI, so this weekend I got up on the HF rig and made my first contact with U.S. Lighthouse number 018 in Lydia Ann, Texas, in the Gulf of Mexico. Never have talked with a lighthouse person before, and I thought that was kind of neat.
First contact, what band were you playing on?
15.295, so that will be 20 meters.
Probably, man, actually wants me to get my journal license even more now. I've been having a mess around with HF on 10 meter. I'm hoping to get my upgrade soon so I can move up to 20 and 40, which seems to be the bands are always open whenever I'm away. But congratulations, though. My first contact was over in Canada on 6 meter, whenever 6 meter is open up one day.
Yes, and that actually wasn't my first contact. It was the first time I'd ever talked with a lighthouse. My first contact was Costa Rica, and then shortly after that was about 100 miles south of Sydney, Australia. But since that time, which was the beginning of the month, I have yet to get that far again. So, not sure what's going on with all that, but hey, doesn't matter. I'm having fun with it. And at the end of the day, that's all that really matters, right?
Been messing around with FT8 mainly. I don't really mess around with sideband. I'm trying to learn CW in my spare time, so I can go down to CW and talk to people over there.
So, it's Kurt, right?
It is Fred.
Sorry about that, Fred. Yeah, so I've got up on a single sideband, South Carolina single sideband, and started to learn how to pass traffic. And sent a couple of radiograms through to a couple of people. Sent a couple of radiograms through the Caesar's Head repeater at midnight. So, if you're interested in receiving one, just let me know, man. I would be delighted to send you a message. I've been training how to do it with two seasoned guys up on South Carolina sideband, and they've taught me really well, so.
Getting that, honestly. Go ahead and pass on the traffic. I'm only monitoring the 2-meter net as soon as it opens up. I'm definitely interested in receiving a message. I've never had a message passed to me before. KO4NH4ID.
NUE for station ID. Well, when you get home tonight, print off a radiogram form. You can find it on the ARRL website. Just print it off and keep it in front of your radio, because when I put the information out tonight to you, it's not going to make sense unless you have that form in front of you. So when the message is complete, or if you feel like you need to walk through it before I send you a message, then certainly I wouldn't want to embarrass anybody or anything, so we'll walk through it so you kind of know what's expecting. But we get a traffic count on the report, and we also, the controller learns how to move from one person to another for traffic. And all in all, it's a good plus. But yeah, if you're interested, I'll be glad to send you a message. So. Give me a holler today, and we'll